Welcome, everybody, to Pursue Your Passion, the National Laser Institute podcast, where we explore journeys of estheticians, physicians, nurses, NPs, PAs, career changers, stepping into this $16 billion medical aesthetics booming industry that, by the way, Tara, it's expected to hit $30 billion a year by 2030. And when I got this business, there's one med spa. Today, there's 7,000. They say the number will be 15,000 med spas by 2030. Crazy, huh?
That is insane, but amazing.
Yeah. So everybody, I'm here with Tara, who went to National Laser Institute back like 7 or 8 years ago. I hadn't talked to her since then. We met briefly and I stumbled across one of her social media posts. I said, oh my God, long time. Let's catch up and see what you're up to. And we always like to share stories because it's fun for people out there who are checking out the industry to kind of hear what other people are doing and how they're enjoying the industry and pros and cons. Because anytime we're checking out something new, I mean, before you got in the aesthetic world, Tara, I'm sure you asked a few people, well, I like this. It's World of Facials and Peels and Lasers. And you got some feedback before you took the plunge. And you're probably nervous and scared. So out of all the zillions of people watching these, they're in the same boat. They're checking this out. They're not sure. Is it right for me? Will I get a job? Will I make money? Will I start a business? You know, all the anxiety and fear is going on like we all have. It's almost like when people move to a different state, they're scared shitless. They start a new job. They have a baby. They get married. All the fears of life, right? So. Tara, you were born in Chicago area or where?
Yes, in Chicago.
In a suburb or actually downtown area?
It's suburb of Chicago, but I've been in the city of Chicago for about 16 years. So.
Okay, so not your whole life. So you're in Chicago and then you moved?
Yes.
Where to?
No, I am in Chicago now. I grew up in Rockford, Illinois. So.
Got it.
I moved maybe about 16 years ago to Chicago.
Got it. You wanted to be a city girl, huh?
Yeah, I did. It was calling me.
All right. So you went to high school out in the Chicago area. Did you go to college? You went straight into like aesthetic school or what was your path?
I went to aesthetic school pretty much right out of high school. I always knew that I wanted to do something with skin because I had my own frustrations with my skin. So
right.
I went pretty much right out of high school. And then shortly after that, I did some, college work that,
sure.
I thought was going to go in a different direction, but my heart was always in aesthetics. So I stuck with it.
You said because of some of your own concerns. Did you mean like skin concerns or acne or what kind of stuff?
Yes, I struggled with acne for as long as I can remember and took just about every oral medication, every topical medication for acne that didn't work. So it was very frustrating. So I just went to school to figure out myself.
So is that how you figured out how to have clear skin and get rid of the acne or?
Honestly, it's still like an ongoing process. There is
right.
It's so complex. And I think through my own struggles, it's given me a lot of empathy to understand people who are also struggling with it and kind of apply what I've learned with myself. So.
Very cool. So. What made you think, so you're in the aesthetic world, I assume you're doing like facials and peels and microdermals, all those things like that. Maybe you're working at day spas, hotels, whatever. What made you think one day I'm going to check out this world of aesthetic technologies and lasers?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I always wanted to be in the aesthetic world. And just through my own struggles, I attracted a lot of people who were also struggling with their skin. And I knew that what I was doing in like a day spa setting was not going to help me help other people in the way that I knew I could. So I took the course at National Laser Institute. And from there, I got a job within that year. It was shortly after. And my career kind of snowballed from there.
And was your first job after you took our training class? Was it a med spa, doc's office, a gym? Like, where was it at?
Med spa.
Okay, cool. And that was your first time in the real world, working world, doing lasers on clients.
Yes.
Very, very cool. What do you remember about your training experience with us in Chicago? I know it's a long time ago, but what do you remember?
I honestly remember it very well because it was really impactful. It was like a week long, I think. So it was pretty intense.
Right.
But it really set a foundation for me to understanding everything else, really understanding how lasers worked and the, you know, understanding like the wavelengths and the joules and like how to actually apply these things. And then from there, learning these other devices, I was able to apply what I learned.
Sure.
And, you know, as you like understand what you're doing, you can start to manipulate the settings to get even better results.
Okay. So you start off in the med spa world. Was the first treatments you were doing was like hair removal or photofacial skin rejuvenation or tattoos or body contouring? What was like the first types of devices you were using?
So we did a lot of laser hair removal to start. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the foundation. So a lot of laser hair removal. It was a very high volume kind of med spa. And then there were also, we also had like an IPL machine.
Right.
And then as we started to get busier, it was a very small med spa when I started.
Uh-huh.
And then as we started to get busier and kind of gain more clients, we brought on other devices. So we had like a fractionated laser and
sure.
Kind of, it just kind of evolved from there.
Very cool. Very cool. And how long did you last that job, or, and where did you go to next?
5 years I was there. And then from there, I went to where I am now, which is in plastic and reconstructive surgery.
Okay. So you work for a plastic surgery office, and mm-hmm. does it have a separate med spa, or is like the med spa component part of the facility?
It's actually not a med spa at all. It is just plastic surgery. I'm the only esthetician there.
Okay. So you just have a dedicated room for doing technology and aesthetics at the plastic surgeon's office. Got it. So I know sometimes they split the office in half, and here's my med spa part, and here's my plastic surgery. And is it one plastic surgeon or a group? Or
no, there's several plastic surgeons. So, and it's for a hospital. So I work at Northwestern Medicine in the plastic surgery department.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And so people come for surgery consults and surgery, and then they get referred to you for technology and everything else, huh?
Yes. So when I started, I had a lot of clients follow me, and this was also kind of in the middle of COVID. So when I started there, it was like right when things were getting back to moving again.
Right.
So a lot of my clients from the med spa followed me. So I still do a lot of skincare treatments and a lot of corrective skincare treatments, but I also work with the plastic and reconstructive surgery patients. So patients who have surgical scars or any kind of reconstructive surgery, but then cosmetic surgery as well.
Gotcha. And not to get too nosy, but I'm going to make the assumption that they pay you like an hourly rate plus a commission.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Cool. Awesome. And what types of modalities are you currently using? Is it everything or just a couple of things?
I have a variety of things. So I have a couple of lasers. Do you want to know the specific lasers?
I'm just curious, like hair removal, photofacial, fractional, like what kind of modalities? Yep.
I have fractional, I have photofacial, I have laser hair removal, I have vascular. I mean, I have
you guys
just
have any like body contouring devices?
No body contouring. We just got Morpheus, which is not really body contouring, but no. I've done body contouring before, and I don't know how I feel about it.
And they do all liposuction and things like that there too, yeah?
Exactly. So in plastic surgery, it's hard because, you know, they either want something to like work or they want something else. So when you're in plastic surgery, they're not going to do something that's like,
that's, you know, a partial result. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I actually had, I did a colonoscopy treatment once on my chin. I got a really good result. Like if I gain 10 pounds, it all goes to my chin, right? So I had like three treatments. And I felt like it knocked out 95% of it. I think it was almost as good as doing like lipo. I thought it was good.
Yeah. You know what? I think it absolutely does work, but I think that you really have to be the perfect candidate for it.
Yes. Agree.
And not everybody is.
Yeah.
Agreed. So I think it's
okay. So out of curiosity, so are you working Monday through Friday? Do you work weekends, nights? What's your schedule?
I work Tuesday through Friday.
Tuesday through Friday. So mm-hmm. 4 days a week.
I work 4 days a week. My days are long. and they're busy, but
you have, do you guys like take clients like 6, 7 PM or?
No, my last patient is usually at 4 PM. So okay. My first one's at 8 AM. My last one's at 4 PM.
Okay, cool. Cool. Very cool. And do you see yourself being in this business 10, 15, 20 years from now?
I will always be in the aesthetic industry in some capacity.
That's cool. Me too. People always say to me, they say, Louis, oh my gosh, you know, you got 200 employees in all these locations. You should sell your business, make a bunch of money. I'm like, what would I do? It's like, I like it. It's like, I wake up and I get to go to work and I'm not really, I mean, it's nice to make money, but I'm not really money driven. I just love this whole vibe and, you know, it just people are thrilled with the experience. And I'm a little different game than you. Obviously, education is a little different than med spa, but I love it. And it's ever changing. And I just couldn't see myself doing anything else, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. It's just, I mean, I tried. I tried to go to nursing school and I was like, no, I need to go back to doing what I love. It's where
awesome.
I really
all right. And what's the name of the plastic surgery office in case anybody wants to check out plastic surgery in Chicago or your services?
So I'm at Northwestern Medicine, which is a hospital, and I'm in the plastic and reconstructive surgery department.
All right. Northwestern Medicine. Is there a specific like Instagram for your division or no?
I have Instagram, but you know, they don't really, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Well, tell everybody who's watching your Instagram in case you want to reach out to you for any services down the road. They may see this 3 years down the road, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Tara Leggero Skin. So TARALEGGERO.skin.
Got it. Very, very cool. Hi, my dear. Well, nice saying hello. Nice catching up. You look wonderful. You sound wonderful. You seem like you're enjoying life and happy. So I love that. I love being part of people's journeys and hearing how they're just digging things and happy with life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It was great to see you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.